You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. Greg, let's go to the Stock Exchange News Service, but go from the top down. In the morning, we go from the bottom up, if you see what I mean. Let's go from the top down. Nutritional Holdings Limited results came out a couple of moments ago, in fact, 16:54, and these are for the results for the 6 months ended the 31st of August. From what I can see, the last price was 1 cent.
Yes. I mean, I think we spoke about this with the guy. We were kind enough to give us a trading update last week.
Very good.
The share code being nut.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Smiles on my face. The share did trade 105,000 shares at 1 cent, which is 1,050 rand.
Mm-hmm. So that's a lunch, in other words.
It's half a Bellini's lunch. There's another 30 million shares available there at 1 cent. And I should imagine there's somewhat of an iceberg lurking there as well.
When you say iceberg, just explain that, because not everybody is a trader like you. Tell me about the iceberg trade.
So when you want to sell a share, say for example at 10 rand, you've got 100,000 shares to sell.
Yes.
If you type that order into the screen, then everyone would be aware of how many shares you would have to sell, and that would frighten off potential buyers because they would think you're too big. Another potential sellers would then jump in front of you in the queue. But if you just show the tip of your order, which if I get 100,000 to sell, I always put on 2,500. And so who's ever on the buying side will buy the 2,500. The nanosecond that share is taken from me, another 2,500 will be displayed for sale at that same 10 Rand. And so,
yes,
you know, it saves as a trader a lot of clicking of mice and things. And it makes trader's job much easier. There's a couple other tricks, but I better not mention them.
Speaking of clicking, what is that clicking noise in the background? Is that a pen, or are you lighting a cigarette? What are you doing?
There's a young fellow by the name of Ronald Clippen.
Oh, yeah.
One of the top analysts in Joburg, clicking his pen quite aggressively.
Yes, I got a complaint from the sound engineer about 4 days ago about that. Could you ask him to stop clicking, please?
Can you please stop clicking here, Ronnie? Thank you very much. Gave him a good chuckle.
13:15 today, Greg. Lighthouse Capital Limited came out with a cautionary. Lighthouse Capital looks slightly more substantial than Nut.
Yes, I think it was previously Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just furiously looking for the share code.
I can give it to you. LTE.
Yes, it's a cautionary announcement. The share traded 8 Rand 64, 169,000 shares traded 1.4 million Rand. So this one is in the resilient stable.
Okay, and let's go to another stable now. And at 10:09 this morning, just after we'd finished the opening, a company called Indequity Group Limited came out with a trading statement for the year ended 30th of September. Indequity, and the quote, just in case it escapes you, IDQ.
IDQ, yeah. Again, one of those which is not that regularly traded. It's got a market cap just under 100 million rand.
Right.
12 million shares in issue, traded at 8 rand. So buyers at 705, sellers 899. 400 shares have traded today. That's a value of 3,200 rand. I think really we're going to have to contact. When the JSE gets that new lady in charge, I'll have an email ready for her. We can't have this nonsense.
Is the succession process already in place? In other words, Nicky Newton-King is succeeding to another lady.
They've got someone on the way.
Okay, good. And more seriously now, Greg, Long for Life Limited, they came with their interims at 9:30 this morning. We spoke about it. We talked about hidden potential, latent potential. Was that latent potential unlocked today? Because it's a very diversified company run by one of South Africa's finest ever entrepreneurs.
Yes, I mean, much loved by the market, the punters and investors. Hasn't really been that rewarding. Had a better day today, up 2.75%, closed at 4.11, so market cap of 3.8 billion. And I suppose a good trading update, as we were saying this morning, in difficult trading conditions.
Yes.
Hasn't really sort of lived up to the pre-sort of listing hype. They've done a few deals over the years, but I think the timing of it all was unfortunate as the economy's really slowed down, sort of. But I think, you know, it's certainly got its loyal followers.
Yeah, I'm quite right too. I mean, if you've got Brian Joffe at the helm, then you've really, at least you've got a chance there, no matter what the economy is doing.
Yeah, you really put the odds in your favor. It's all, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, Warren Buffett will always, you know, teach and write in his letters that, you know, you've got to look at management before you even go and buy anything. You know, any long-term investing, you've got to have confidence in management, and you don't get better than Brian Joffe.
No, you don't. Let's have a look at the spot prices as they prevail at 5:30 South African time, Greg. Market data on ShareNet's front page. Just click down on market data, go to spots, and you'll find a very, very, very comprehensive currency page. For example, the dollar rand, 14.83. The British pound against the rand is 18.66, and the euro rand, 16.34, with the euro dollar 110.20, more or less the same as it was this morning when we spoke. Scrolling down to commodities, all important commodities, gold's had a bit of a bounce back. It's probably $20 higher than it was on Friday, Greg. 14.92 at the moment.
Yeah, Friday was a bit of a blur, Friday afternoon for me.
Oh.
But I do remember gold price dipping well below 1480, and that's when I reached for another beer.
896 is the platinum price, which is, it's unchanged on the day. Palladium, over to you.
1704, slowly ticking up another $4 better.
And the exactly what time it is, actually. The Brent crude oil price is $59.28, which is quite a big move. And then maybe this is a futures month change or something, because the market is in backwardation. I'll explain that to you one day. Down around about 3% or $1.79, Greg. And the overseas stock markets, the latest there, please.
Yeah, the bond market is closed today, so it's probably
it's Columbus Day, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, but the equity market is open. The Dow Jones at the moment up 22 points.
Mm.
I think probably a lot of traders taking a long weekend of it. The S&P 500 index at the moment down 0.5%, so very little happening that side.
I saw around about 12 o'clock there's some news came out from Bloomberg, I think it was, and you know some very well-placed people at Bloomberg that said that the Chinese sort of said, what are you talking about? We're not signing any deal, Mr. Trump. We have to have a little bit more of a sit-down before we sign any so-called phase one trade deal. And then the S&P fell around about 15 points. But Mr. Trump last night was coming out with all sorts of things. They're already starting to buy loads of agricultural products and everything. But of course he was lying.
Well, you probably find the technicality. But I think what he was pointing out was that there's certainly more, the trade has accelerated. But I think if you go and look what he's actually saying with this trade deal, what's actually happened here is a truce. There's no more tariffs going to be put on. We've spoken. We've said we can come to a trade. So for now, there's a war. This would be almost a tentative peace agreement, really. But he never said there's anything signed. I think he was saying
he never mentioned signing. He said they've already started buying great quantities, huge amounts of America. They've already started buying agricultural goods from America. And clearly the Chinese said, what are you talking about? We haven't even signed the deal yet. We're not buying anything from you at the moment. Why does he lie?
No, look, what you're presuming is there was no trade and then suddenly there's plenty of trade. You know, that's a technicality.
Yeah,
it's semantics.
You give people the benefit of the doubt, especially when you like them, Greg. The most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za today are Sibania. And, it's up to nearly 20% of the views. 23.69, up 1.5%. Well done. Steinhoff, forget about that. Sasol, not so good. Down 3% at just below 275. And Blue Label Telecoms, 263. Sasol bouncing between this sort of 250 and 300 level and maybe even condensing that trading range.
Yeah, it's become, I suppose, yeah, that's the way to really look at Sasol now. It's tough to be a long-term investor there if you get an inclination to speculate. I mean, it sort of had two things hitting it today. That slightly lower oil price was looking, that is the December contract there.
Yes.
And then you've had a stronger rand as well, 1480. We didn't see it in the 1470. So both those factors pressing down on Sasol. But I think that's right. That's the way you've got to trade Sasol. You've got to find the ranges in the 250s. That's where you buy, and then you start taking profits around about where it is now. Just keep doing that, and hopefully, you don't get caught out in any dramatic moves overnight.
Yeah, what I quite like about these sort of condensing of trading ranges, if you like. I mean, so let's say it's 300 to 250, then it becomes 290 to 260, etc. And the market works its way into a corner. And when you corner a rat, then it breaks out at some point, either to the upside or the downside, and makes the next move even more dramatic. And it was always quite fun, especially as a trader like you, or rather a man in charge of 27 traders like you are.
Yeah, no, right. And I was looking at some technicals, and I remember talking, I mean, it's probably now 6 or 7 months ago, I was saying, you know, Cecil's got to hold 350. You know, that's all forgotten about. Mm-hmm. 350 is a dream away here. We'll be battling to hold on to 274. So you're quite right. It does do legs down, but stocks don't go down in straight lines. It's always moving between ranges and then doing a leg down. But at some point, you know, it's going to break either further down on the downside or higher. Overall, I think oil's putting in a bottom here, but it's tough to be a long-term bull at this point.
Mm, really is. It's been tough for a couple of years now, actually. Vivo is the top of the top five major moves on sharenet.co.za to the upside, 3.6% higher. Goldfields up 3.5%. PSG Consult is up 3.5%. Aspen, a 2% winner at 96 Rand, 72 cents per share. And ShopRite up 1.75. That's a welcome relief, 132.66. Any stories within those? Well, we can get rid of Vivo, but the four after that.
Yeah, the PSG consultant, it had numbers on Friday, and initially the share didn't move. I think people had time over the weekend to have a look and say, you know, I think it was priced in for a little bit of a worse number. It wasn't that bad. So up 3.5% to 8.80. Not that many, but 2 million rands worth of shares trading. Goldfields has been, of late, the better performer of the gold shares. When they do recover, Goldfields seems to recover a lot faster. It was always Anglo Gold. Obviously, Sibanye is my favorite, but that's got your PGM basket in as well. So I don't see it as a pure gold play. Aspen also seems to be a range trader now. I'd like to see it get its head above 100 Rand at the moment. The sort of domain of speculators really are moving at a few Rand up and a few Rand down. And ShopRite, maybe that's put in a bottom for now. I mean, it has fallen a long way. I'm looking at some technicals now. Might have bounced off support here. I'd like to see if these levels hold over the next 2 days.
On the downside today, we've got Kumba Iron Ore down 6.1%, Motus down 4.8%, Imperial down 4.33%, African Rainbow Minerals down 3.75%, and Exxaro a loser to the tune of 3.75%. Yeah, industrial metals and base metals coming under pressure, Greg.
Yeah, those two coming down together. Maybe it's you know, this trade deal being walked back a little bit by the Chinese. Mm. That Motus and Imperial, obviously, you know, they were sort of brother and sister companies at one point. Obviously, splits apart, but that Motus moved down nearly 5%. It was actually down a bit more than it's just no news. And I don't like it when shares do that, and then two or three days later, there's a headline. But someone was selling Motus quite aggressively most of today.
Motus of today. Okay, Greg, let's have a look at the closing JSE indices on this first day of the new trading week, bearing in mind that there's no full American markets today, so relatively quiet, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's quiet. The banks down 0.25%, financials down 0.33%, industrials up 0.14%, retailers down 2%, gold index up 1.8%, Platts down 1.5%, resources down 1.63%. That left the all share down 0.57%, down 318 points at 55,219. Value of trade just shy of 15 billion. So really, really very much on the lighter side. But there has been a pattern where the Mondays are quiet, and obviously Columbus Day, and you know, perhaps people in the US taking a long weekend.
Yes, I would have thought so. That would be the sensible thing to do. Greg, outside of the ones that we've spoken about, anything on the rumour mill, the grapevine, so to speak?
Just in share price movement, the Impala pulled back briefly towards the 100 Rand level. It touched 99.82, bounced back to 101.17 by the end. But, you know, they've obviously made plans to go ahead and make that acquisition in Canada. So perhaps that's weighing on the share price. Stock with probably the most rumors, we spoke about it briefly in the opening this morning, is Blue Label. It continues to be speculation on the way forward with CLC, with the debt, and which are the various parties that seem to be circling, you know, like vultures really. which one of them is going to descend and start picking at CELSI.
Oh, nice. Very lyrical of you. Greg, thanks for that. Just tell me that volume again.
Just under 15 billion.
Okay, a very, very quiet day. My quote for the day comes from Queen Elizabeth II, who's 93 years old, and she opened Parliament, I think, for the 60th or 61st time since she ascended the throne in 1953. And my favourite quote from her is the following. When life seems hard, the courageous do not lie down and accept defeat. Instead, they are all the more determined to struggle for a better future. There we go.
There you go. It's brilliant. Yeah, that'll give Boris some comfort this evening at number 10.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.